John had that he had a couple extra of. Forgot what it was, but probably an All-Star note or something. Gotta price those out eventually. But one toy at a time, I guess.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't have one, his, of course, are better, but I get by with the little white dongle and cut it down power-wise, and just a Raspberry Pi, and, you know, they just, they claim there's emissions all over the place, blah, 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 but the thing's putting out 0.6 watt, and if you put a dummy load on top of that, you know, it still covers your house and your property, so that's all you really need. And the most important thing is it doesn't have any strange noises or out of frequency or anything of that nature. But even if that's the case, once you program it, it's programmed for good. So you could go up a few hertz or down a few hertz and get it tuned in. So, and just leave your radio at a normal frequency. But that's how I do it. But I think there's 3 or 4 different ways of doing it. The one that John has, of course, is the best, in my opinion, but they're pretty proud of that one.